The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Sunday is simply Thursday morning Mass. But you are here because it's Thanksgiving Day. And some Catholics, they simply do not know better way to celebrate any feast. It's liturgical feast or a civic feast, then participating in the Holy Mass. And it is, of course, a very positive thing, very good thing to celebrate this Thanksgiving, or at least starting to celebrate this day, the Thanksgiving Day, with the Holy Mass. I'm a little bit surprised because in the last few years, it was my duty in my former parish to celebrate the Thanksgiving noon Mass in St. Augustine Church in Gainesville. As some of you know, this is the student parish, and as you can imagine, Thanksgiving Day, Gainesville, at least this part of Gainesville where the university is empty, is deserted. Nobody's there, even to see a car passing by. It is very hard. And I was used to have Mass for 2 or 3, maybe 5, maybe 10 people, but if it was 10 people, I considered it crowd. Today, we have smaller parish than my former parish, and we have a lot of people. As I said, by coming to the Mass today, you try to celebrate this Thanksgiving Day in the best possible way. In the Gospel, we have heard about these 10 lepers, that they were cleansed after they asked Jesus to help them. And Jesus asked them to go to the priest and to show themselves that they are already in good shape. And we know that only one of them from this 10, he came back to give thanks to the Lord. Jesus asked, "Were there not 10 who were cleansed? Why only this one came back to give thanks to him?" But on the other hand, the other 9, They did exactly what Jesus asked them to do. Jesus asked them to do to go to the priest and to show themselves. They obeyed what Jesus asked them to do. But this one, he simply came back to say thank you, and he obeyed even more important law. Jesus asked them to go to show themselves to the priest, but he came back to show appreciation, thanksgiving, giving thanks. This is what we also feel today. As I said at the beginning, in many instances of our life, we focus on bad things. I'm happy, I'm sick, something that I planned for a long time, it was a disaster. My family maybe abandoned me. We focus on these bad things because we simply easier can see these bad things. But when something good happens to us, we treat it like something that we deserve, something that is normal, like only good things should happen to us. And many times, we simply forget to give thanks. Today's feast day is a good day to focus on this Thanksgiving, to stop, and maybe to stop to think about these failures, illnesses, tragedies even in our lives, and for one instant, for one moment, focus on all the graces that God is giving to us every day, and starting with things that we consider very normal, like even fact that you are here, that you could come, you could drive, but you came with someone here, that you can see, you can talk, you can hear me. We usually do not give thanks to the Lord for our eyes, for possibility of hearing, for this what we consider very normal things that we deserve. But how many people in this world, they have not this basic stuff, basic abilities, that we even don't think about them? We use them every day, and we used to use them. Today, we celebrate Thanksgiving Day. It is a beautiful, beautiful holiday. Jesus shows us the importance of giving thanks. By expressing gratitude, we overcome sadness, we cement our relationship with each other, and especially with God. Jesus said to the one cleansed man who came back to give him thanks, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Today, we are here with our faith, showing our faith in Jesus Christ and in His presence in these sacraments that we are celebrating today, and we give him thanks for his presence.